It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast.
To the youth of this city, I will seek justice on your behalf. This is a moment. This is your moment. Let's ensure that we have peaceful and productive rallies that will develop structural and systemic changes for generations to come.
That was Baltimore State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby last Friday, wrapping up her announcement of criminal charges against the police officers involved in the arrest of Freddie Gray. A few hours later, we talked to one of the young people Mosby was calling out to. Darius Craig is a senior at Digital Harbor High School, president of the student government there, and the National Honor Society. He organized a march last Tuesday.
Sitting home watching the stores being broken into, the buildings being set on fire.
On Monday.
Yes. Being that I'm a student leader, a lot of my peers contacted me saying, okay, what are we going to do? You know, we have to stand up against this. And that night, I contacted my administrators, friends, teachers, and we decided that we were going to march from my school, Digital Harbor, to City Hall. And pretty much the entire time we marched, we chanted, "We love Baltimore," because that's what we wanted everyone to see, our pride in our city. We're building a better image for the youth that we're not thugs or juveniles.
You just mentioned thugs, and we know what a charged word that is. Did you take it personally when the mayor used the word thugs about the looters?
Well, the mayor had a lot of, you know, things on her mind, a lot of built-up emotion. So I think that, I honestly don't think she meant to say that, but she had to find some way to describe the children. I didn't take it personally because I know I am not a thug. I don't partake in any criminal activity. I thought it was a bad word to use, but...
Why?
Because, you know, when you think of thugs, you have this bad perception. It's usually, in today's society, when you describe a thug, you're describing an African-American male, baggy pants, you know, cursing, spinning, swearing, doing drugs. That's not what we saw. We saw a lot of angry teens express their emotion in the only way they knew how. And I don't feel that it was fair to call them thugs without asking why are they doing this? What motivated them to do this?
Do you feel like you know what motivated them to do it?
Yes. It's anger. It's built up anger. When you witness things such as police brutality in our schools, in our streets, when you see it on the news and you see the victims not given the justice they deserve, you know, this is anger that's built up. This is anger that's been built up in the black community for this generation and decades of generations before us. So we saw the result of anger and mistrust.
That's Darius Craig, a senior and student government president at Digital Harbor High School here on 88.1 Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. So you understand anger that's built up, and yet if you're marching from Digital Harbor to City Hall saying we love Baltimore, that's a really different message.
Yes. In a way, what we myself, my group, we expressed our frustration in a more positive way. I can say that I understand why those students, those teens felt that they had to do that. I'm not saying I justify it, but I understand why.
What has the sentiment been in the hallways of Digital Harbor the last week?
Starting with the riots on, the students, I don't think they felt safe, let's say downtown, especially with the increased police presence. People were like, okay, you know, they're rioting, they're supposed to be bringing it downtown. Most of the students at my school want to just go home, you know, not be part of any of that.
When you say not safe from potential rioters or not safe from the police, or is it all together?
Well, as I said earlier, you know, a lot of people don't trust the police, you know. So when you have all of these rioters and protests, then all youth, as they've been this past couple of weeks, this past week, all youth are categorized as violent protesters, rioters. So they didn't want to be caught in that crowd. They wanted to go home, be with their families. You know, they didn't want to have anything to do with the violence that we saw.
So the announcement of criminal charges, does that feel to you like some kind of a turning point?
I do. I feel that way. I can honestly say I was surprised, but I'm pleased because, you know, reading the list of charges, that really shocked me. And I'm pleased that, you know, it's not over. It's not over. These officers still have the right to due process, a trial. And so we, at this time, we don't know how long they'll be in prison. We don't know their sentences. So I think this definitely is a turning point, but it's not over. We're not out of the woods yet.
So what do you intend to do next?
I want to keep my eyes on the news, keep my eyes on the prosecutor, the mayor. You know, I want to know how this will pan out, what will happen to the officers, and if this will give the city the answers that they want, that they deserve, that the Gray family wants, that the Gray family deserves in the world.
There's been a real outpouring of intensity and sort of focused thought in demonstrations and protests over the last couple of weeks. Do you expect that to continue? Not perhaps the demonstrations, but that focus and intensity?
I do. What these riots, these violent protests have done, they've brought the city together more in a way that I've never seen before. When you have these gang members come together, when you have Christians and Muslims come together, blacks and whites, at my march on Tuesday, there were just different people the entire way. There were Caucasians, African Americans, we had a couple Hispanics, and it felt great that we could all come together for this common cause. And you have to go through hell before you get to heaven. So we just seen a lot of destruction, which in a way made a more bright future for Baltimore, because we now know that, okay, this is what we have to do. We have to get with our neighbors, people that we probably thought we never would work with. So we saw communities come together. We saw parades in the streets. That's beautiful. That's what Baltimore is about. That's what I think Baltimore is going to continue to be in the future.
Thanks for talking to us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Darius Craig is a senior at Digital Harbor High School, president of the student government and the National Honor Society. He plans a career in politics. We've got a recording of and a link to the text of the speech he gave at the protest he led at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Maryland Morning is an original production
of your public radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jonna McCone.
We have production help from
Estelle Klein.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. Yesterday was May 3rd. On that day in Maryland history, Baltimore's own Cab Calloway recorded Minnie the Moocher, one of his most famous songs. We're continuing our coverage of the Freddie Gray case tomorrow. Please join us.